Hello? Please, answer the phone. Come on. It doesn't have to be this way. I don't want it this way. Why won't you talk to me? You agreed. You said nothing would change between us. You promised that everything would go back to normal. But it doesn't have to. Don't you see? We could have let what we had blossom into something better, something beautiful, something real, something worth talking over. Why don't you want that? Why won't you let me fix this? Why are you not answering your fucking phone? Hi, it's me again. How are you doing? I'm fine, thank you. Still not answering the phone, I see. It's funny. I don't even expect you to pick up anymore. I just have to speak with someone about everything. And also our thing. I need to speak with you. Pick the phone! I heard you were back at work again. I was surprised, actually. Guess you changed in more ways than I thought. I can't go back yet. I have issues with people nowadays. Like, I don't have the stamina for them. There's just too many faces everywhere. So many faces. Talking, eating, talking, demanding, asking, always asking for something. I tried last week, but I barely got past my lunch break. Had to go home. Anyways, good talking to you. Call me. I have a picture of you. The one they took just when we were rescued. It's the only one I got where your beard is as thick as I want it to be, since you never let it grow before. Do you remember before? I barely do. I find it hard to remember lots of things. Like how I would go on and on about boys. All those silly, silly boys that only wanted to hang me on a wall. I fucked the Auburn one. Good job. High five. But you listened. You listened as I droned on about my pathetic problems. Mostly because of the pathetic people I surrounded myself with. I had all those boys in my sight and looked right through the only man that ever cared about me. I will never forgive myself for those days. I know that now. But we can fix everything now. I want to begin something new with you. I want to be yours. I am yours. Why can't you see that? Why can't you accept my open arms when I'm standing here in my living room begging you? Pleading you, just to let me be a part of your life. I have a book full of numbers, but the only one I dial never answers. Hello? It's me again. Sorry, I'm just so lonely. I have friends, but it's like they don't work anymore. They're broken. I try to remember how I was before, how easy everything was, and how life was good and so perfectly uncomplicated. But I can't have that. You know that. And yet, you won't let me have you. So I can't go back. And I can't go forward. I'm stuck here. In my apartment. In your shirt. You know, I might as well say it. Sometimes, when I try to sleep and start to hear the wind and the waves again, I get this deep, horrifying thought. It's like a fantasy that won't go away. Like a small lit candle in my darkness. A wish. I wish we could still be there, together. I know it's madness. I know that it's so incredibly ungrateful to even entertain it. But I have to be true to my feelings, and I have no doubt in my heart that that is what I feel and want, need. Whenever I try to sleep, I remember the feeling of our blanket against the sand and the leaves on the ground. I hear the sound of the waves, the never-ending sound of the ocean, and I feel your hands. The hands that became thick and calloused from our daily routines. How you came to sleep beside me every night and held me tightly. It was so nice to have someone. Someone I could trust with my life. In a place where nothing else mattered. Is it so strange that I long for those days? Those days when we had just enough nothing to have everything. I know that because you had just the beginning of stubble, still. You would scratch it when you were thinking. You'd get that look on your face, that calm look of contemplation. You didn't think I saw it, that you were as scared as I was. You thought I didn't hear you crying when I wasn't close, like I wouldn't notice how your eyes would well up when we talked about how someone was going to... No. You talked to me. I didn't talk at all at first. Because while we were both washed ashore on that damned island, you began surviving with the first unsteady breath of air. For me, it took longer. But you helped me, didn't you? Even though I screamed at you and cried all the time, you stayed there, like you always had, even before all that happened. You were my best friend, even when I was of absolutely no use to you. I began helping out with easier stuff. You showed me how you'd figured out how to catch birds, fish. Do you remember when I almost cooked you a stonefish? I was so proud of myself. And you didn't even scold me for it. You could have died. But all you did was smile that smile you used to have and explained everything to me. I remember when I began to see you for what you really are. It was such a poignant little piece of our tale. You probably don't remember. I didn't really understand my feelings for you like I do now. I was boiling water, idly breaking dry sticks and putting them in the small fire under our kettle. I was sitting there in my tattered jean shorts and that checkered shirt we found earlier. You let me have it because I would always get the shivers during the evenings, remember? Do you remember? I was playing with my hair. When I sat hunched forward like that, I had to tie it in a ponytail because it would get in the fire otherwise. You were coming from the sea. I think you had checked the nets because you were holding a handful of fish in your hand. They were wriggling slightly, splashing the few odd drops left on them onto your naked chest and arms. And I remember thinking, when did you become this beautiful man? It wasn't entirely your growing body that confused me. It had a part in it. Your broad chest and arms filled out like that was the way they were supposed to look. No. What vexed me was beyond your appearance. It was like I was getting to know a new you that I had shoved away from sight and hidden until now. How had your smile, your infectious smile, passed me by all those years? You are closing in on our camp and waving the fish in air, arm raised like a gladiator presenting his opponent's head. And you laughed because you would get so happy when we got to eat a full meal. Water was running down your hair and tracing small lanes of moisture against your body. I felt the first traces of lust for you that evening. I thought of it like a way I could help you. I thought that maybe that was a way I could be useful to you. But it was more than a utility. I didn't dare to think about my growing feelings for you in any other way. It's so silly. I would look forward to nightfall just so that we could snuggle together in our camp, and I could stop pretending that I didn't want to be any other place than beside you. I usually woke before you. There was a time there for a while when I would sit and just watch you silently, fantasizing about how I would take your penis in my hand while you slept and make you feel good. Sometimes I would hover my hand over your crotch, daring you to wake up, to catch me in the act. But you didn't. What we had, our reality there, was so frail and unforgiving, and we were just gaining control over our lives. It happened that night we tried to light the lantern we had built together. Do you remember it? I was finally helping you out with those kinds of things, making myself useful. I thought that you would start to see me, like I had discovered you. If I started to make your life easier, how could I have known that my battle had been your war for so long that your heart had gone cold? We had never, never brought it up, never hinted. You saw a cruiser on the horizon, and we raced to get a burning piece of log to the pile up on the hill. It started to rain, and it soaked our precious pile and made it impossible to light. You swore, teeth clenched. You scared me a little, because until then, I had never seen you angry before. Come to think of it, I had never considered it to be dangerous for me to be living there, alone on an island with you. You could have had me in any way, at any time, and it hadn't even crossed my mind, because I had taken you for granted. I realized that nothing had changed. Before, I counted on you to take care of me and never receive so much as a thank you in return. Now, I wanted you, but took for granted that you'd like to have me in return. I felt conflicted, confused, and I was ashamed of myself. I looked at the wet logs. The raindrops were heavy and bloated, splish splashing on the ground, creating puddles in the undergrowth. I glanced at my feet. They were really dirty. We were always in some state of unclean. We really didn't care. There was so much more to worry about. And I sat down with you at the camp. We went to bed soaked. You had your pair of short khakis, and I slept in my underwear, which consisted of the bikini I had worn when the ship sank. You laid on your side, away from me. I could see your ragged breath and understood that you were crying. My man, my friend, my sweet, beloved friend. I could feel my face burning with acid tears. You know that feeling when you can sense your sorrow forcing something inside your head to click. The kind of tears you cry when nothing in the world feels right. I cried for you. I didn't care about the cruiser that passed us. I just wanted you to smile like you used to. When there was still hope in your eyes. When you would build something or catch food, jumping with childish excitement. I know you remember this. I can still feel how I leaned over your shoulder. Your face, your expression broke my heart and burned in my chest. I needed so desperately to make you happy. I took your chin in my hand and guided you into our first kiss. Your beard tickled my cheeks. Our lips met and left each other's embrace almost as soon. I almost thought that that would be it. But you took me in for a deeper, hungrier nuance of a kiss. I didn't dare to open my eyes. I just wanted what we had for this little spoonful of our lives to be true for just a moment. Our bodies repositioned themselves under our kiss, like bodies do when minds don't steer anymore. We were sitting, facing each other. Your hands ran through my drenched hair, landing with a grip on my shoulders as you pushed me down. I let you lean over me, cover me with your sinewy, muscled body. Oh, that sound you get when naked bodies clash into one another. Our skin was still moist from the rain, my hair sticky and clinging. Our kiss ended, and I opened my eyes. Our faces were inches from one another, and what I saw in your eyes was not the love I was expecting. What I found there was longing and something darker, but I didn't care. Or rather, you didn't give me time to reflect in your eyes, did you? I was laying down, looking up at you, breathing heavy as you ripped my top off with one hand. My nipples were stiff and wet from the rain. I remember how your firm hand kneaded my breast, nipple peeking out between your middle and ring finger. Sometimes you'd tweak my nipple between your fingers, and it sent jolts through my whole body. I didn't notice when you slid them off, but I found my mound bared to you. It wasn't cold, but every little gust of wind in the air sent shivers through my pussy. You bent closer over me, and I met you halfway, planting several wet kisses on your lips. You had already unbuttoned your shorts, so I merely pulled them down to your knees. I had stolen glances of it before, but never like this. I could see your heartbeat echo through it like a pulsating metronome. I wanted to take it inside my mouth. I wanted you inside me somehow. You must have agreed, because you guided it towards the welcoming embrace of my slit. I even let one hand pull it open a bit. Like, to at least try to begin to accommodate you, but you stopped there. I never understood what was going on in your head at that moment. The head of your shaft rested against me. I was dripping by now, and I found you looking straight into my eyes. The silence was layered by the rain hitting our little roof, my breath involuntarily laden with small moans at the top of every exhale, and a distant thunder crackling over the ocean. You know what you said. You said, "I loved you." I must have looked like a strange mixture between arousal and heartbreak when you buried your cock inside me, instantly pumping up a feverish rhythm that quaked my eager body with ecstasy. I tied my legs around your back, trying to take in more of you. I can still hear the clapping sound of our two bodies colliding and clashing with every move. Oh, I've made love to men both before and after you. But the experiences have never come close to the chaotic dance of carnal lust that we had that night. Oh, it's all I can do to think about when I long for you. I refuse to believe that you didn't feel some kind of love for me that night. Hate and bitterness alone can't produce such feelings that you showed me there. I You hoisted me up, my body sprawling under your grip like a rag doll, numb from the violent fucking and boating climax. Oh, you held your arms around my waist as you pounded your shaft into me. Oh, all I could do was to cling my arms around your neck as my lower body was assaulted by your lust. Oh, my fingers clawed at your back. My hair shook and snapped against my straining muscles. I've never been so completely owned by another person. Every fiber of what was me belonged to you in that instance. Everything from my shivering open lips to my shaking and sore breasts. Listen how wet I am. What we had there, it was real. It was pure. How can I ever get to show you how much I need you? How much my cunt needs you? How much my heart longs for you? To think, to just sleep beside you again. To feel your arms hold me close. You almost threw me on the soft ground. I landed on all fours, head resting against the blanket we used as a mattress. I barely had time to look up at you when I felt your worked, warm hands take hold of my tender ass and pushed me onto you again. Your balls slapped against my sensitive clit with each thrust of your hips, driving me mad with arousal. Oh, we fucked like animals. I couldn't really think straight. I just felt that I didn't want this to end. I felt like I needed to preserve this part of you that I'd never seen before. Oh. I'm not saying I made sense, but that's why I told you to come inside me. I don't know why I thought... I don't... Anyway, how you didn't really protest. You took a couple of long, hard pushes and shot my insides full with your sperm. I could feel your cock jump and twitch as you filled me to the brim with it. I barely had to let my hand rest on my little butt to finish myself off. I could see drops of cum drip from me as I squeezed you inside with my twitching, climaxing pussy. My knees gave way. My body turned to a shaking mass of gel. You weren't any steadier. I think we just collapsed into each other. We ended up just laying there. I think the rain had stopped by that point. I listened to your breath, felt you fall asleep. I nestled my head on your chest, sensing its rise and tide. I remember drifting to sleep myself, feeling an absolutely blank sensation of everything being perfect for at least a small moment. You have my number.
You have no new messages.